Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, friends. Happy hump day. There is a celebration, a global celebration happening today that I don't know if the three of us are going to celebrate, Danny, Steve, myself. It's Global Running Day.
Yeah, I mean, unless somebody's chasing me, I'm not running. Or if I'm on a treadmill, but I'm not just running for the sake of running.
Danny, I feel like, enjoys it.
I do, but I probably won't do it today.
No.
Do you ever get the runner's high?
No, not at all. It's more of just like, I realize that that's the easiest form of workout that I can do. But it's not, it's begrudgingly every time.
So you ever get the runner's poops?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a real thing. I never knew that was a real thing until I started, like, I'm not a runner. But, like, you know, doing like 3 miles on the treadmill, by like mile two sometimes, I'm like, you know, I might need to take a pause.
Mile two, huh?
No. It's always mile two.
Fun fact, though, do you know what most sprinters eat before they run?
Something high in fiber, apparently.
Nothing. They fast.
Wow, that was a good one.
Thank you. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
He's fast. Can't believe we both walked into that one. It's too early.
I'll be here all morning, guys.
Yeah. Maybe we need to be. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and it's, perfect for your joke. It's National Cheese Day.
Ooh, keep it coming all day.
What are you going with?
Ooh, man, you know what? A Havarti dill on, like, a cracker is... No?
I Havarti dill.
Havarti dill.
I don't think I've ever had Havarti dill. Mean, Havarti's great. I've never had Havarti, and I'm totally down for the idea of trying it because the dill flavor is awesome.
Oh, it's so good.
Danny, what are you going with?
Good cheddar. Just want a sharp cheddar cheese. That's all I need to make my life happy.
Am I alone in the island of Pepper Jack being the best?
I love Pepper Jack. I do.
You are correct.
Pepper Jack is so freaking good. I always forget about it until I see it's like an option. I'm like, yes, give me the Pepper Jack.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Oh, it's the
good
best.
Good choice.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Mariners yesterday. Man, that was a rough one. But it also was a little bit scary. So they lost the game 5-1 to the Baltimore Orioles. Danny, you were there. What a perfect game to take your daughter to, huh? But there was a scary moment. Were you there when this moment happened?
Right back in it. Hits Kirby. It caroms to Tellez for out number 3. George is on his feet.
and walking back to the dugout with a bloody lip. My goodness. What a scary scene in T-Mobile Park.
Also kind of weird that I think turned down for what is being played in the background that's going on. Did you witness that?
Oh, we saw it. I saw it. My daughter and my girlfriend were not watching, and I was like, how did you not see him get hit by the ball?
Well, the crazy part, he didn't even get knocked down. I mean, they clocked the ball coming at him and hitting him at 103 miles per hour, and afterwards, he walked off like nothing happened, and then they interviewed him afterwards. He's like, yeah, I'm totally fine. It didn't even hurt. It got his hand. He says about 50% of it hit his hand, and then the other part hit his face to cause his face to bleed.
Jeez.
But he said he's good. There's nothing wrong with his face.
He's a tough boy.
He's a gangster right there.
We can now start traveling from Seattle to Switzerland very soon. They're going to be doing twice weekly nonstop flights on Edelweiss Air.
Good. That's the only reason why I haven't gone to Switzerland is because we couldn't go direct flight.
Well, it's National Cheese Day, and they are known for having some of the best cheeses.
Let's leave the show. And how long of a flight is that?
I don't know, but it's going to be Mondays and Saturdays they're going to offer these twice weekly nonstop flights. Let's go get some cheese, some chocolate.
But it's Wednesday. We'll have to wait till Sunday to do this. Bummer. Hey, as far as weather in the high, tonight, game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the finals. The Florida Panthers taking on the Edmonton Oilers.
Let's go Oilers.
Go Oilers. Weather 69 degrees.
Nice.
And cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Migs, you're a bit of a handyman thanks to the wonderful world of YouTube tutorials.
Oh, we're talking about fixing things, yes.
So we want to hear about your latest YouTube tutorial. You're going to break it down for us at 6:20?
Yeah, I tried fixing something, and this time I had to call the repair guy.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The handyman.
I don't know if I would call myself a handyman.
A handsy man.
Okay. Yeah. Don't talk about why I'm not allowed back in Enumclaw.
But you have been a fan of YouTube tutorials.
Well, am I the
life?
Only one in this room that likes, like, if something breaks, my first thought, it used to be, okay, I got to go find a repair person. Now it's, let me go check and see if YouTube can teach me, you know, YouTube University.
Oh, yes.
If it can teach me how to fix it. And it has been very successful.
I've absolutely
fixed some, like, you know, plumbing stuff. Nothing massive, but like a couple little toilet things I've been able to fix thanks to a YouTube tutorial. I can't even think the amount of times I've been able to figure out how to fix, like, or just put together things that the instructions were weird. And I'm like,
yeah.
Let me just go on YouTube, figure it out that way. The best one was fixing my washer.
Oh, yes.
That's when I got a little too cocky, I feel.
But you probably saved yourself hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
At minimum, $150. Because usually when you call to get like an appliance, they're like, okay, we're going to charge you $150 regardless if we have to do anything. Even if we just show up and say, have you plugged it in?
Yeah.
That's going to be $150. But then if they fix it, they add that $150 to whatever the bill is going to be. So this time around, it was the dryer. Dryer stopped kicking out any heat. And I'm like, okay, I got to try and figure this out. So I go on YouTube and I'm watching a video. For example, there's this guy.
These are actually not bad at all. I forgot to mention, when you're disconnecting all this, make sure you take a picture so that you know which way, where the wires go, which connections.
So I'm watching this tutorial, and I'm like, all right, let me try and see if I can figure this out. So I take apart my dryer, you know, and I'm like doing everything this guy says, and I open it up, and I look at this thing, and I'm like, I am not skilled to do this. And I'm also thinking I might need a part. And if I have to then buy a part, which is going to cost like, you know, $100 and something, and if I F that up, I'm just basically burning money.
Oh, no.
So I finally did what the smart person would have done before taking the dryer apart, and that is to call an electrician, not electrician, call a dryer repair guy, have them come out, which they did. That was a rather entertaining experience because... Oh. You know, at first he's like, we don't have the parts. I got to come back. Also, English was definitely not his first language. So there was just like a lot of like, I didn't know what he was telling me at times. He's like, you know, for $50, I'll come and clean this from time to time cash. And I'm like, so is it $50 right now? He goes, no, it's like a couple $100. I'm like, so in the future you'll come for $50? Yes. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but let's just fix the dryer and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But then we didn't have a dryer. I had to go to a laundromat. I'd never been to a laundromat before.
It's a fun time, isn't it?
It's an experience. One that I actually had a lot of fun like dealing with. I had to go a couple times. I'm like, laundromat life isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but that's a whole other story. But yeah, ended up being a few hundred dollars to fix this thing, and YouTube did not help me.
How many days were you without a dryer?
We just got it fixed yesterday. So we were without a dryer through the weekend. So about 4-ish, 5 days.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you do laundry every day.
Bro.
Yeah.
See, that, you know, there's your problem. You just got to do it like once a week.
Well, that's why my wife was just like, she's like, why is the dryer already breaking down? I'm like, well, because we use it like 5 times more than most people because you and Tatum are constantly putting stuff in the laundry.
They do a lot of outfit changes, I would imagine.
It's the towels.
Oh, yeah.
It's the damn towels. Like, it's I'm old school. I don't know if it's old school, but I'm frugal. And that, like, I will just, you know, hang a towel and use it for a few days.
Yeah.
It's one and done with those two.
Is it really?
Well, I can't blame Tatum. It's one and done with the wife ski.
Yeah.
But now Tatum's part of that posse.
She wants to be like mom.
So I think we use our dryer a lot more than we really should be using it.
Well, I'm glad you got it fixed. I would be suffering if I didn't have my dryer for 4 days. So I'm glad you persevered and got through with the help of the laundromat.
The laundromat was very helpful. Also, the mom-in-law. I mean, dude, it was so dumb.
But at least you gave it the old college
try.
Have
you tried to fix anything?
Oh, my God. So many things. I mean, we have successfully done things like change the blades on our riding lawnmower because of a YouTube tutorial. Also, a belt on the lawnmower. But then there was one time the lawnmower was, like, busted beyond our capabilities. And we had tried a couple things. And we were failing miserably. So, I had to haul it to somebody to fix it.
I bet repair people kind of laugh at all of us. They're like, oh, yeah, have fun with your YouTube until it cost you more money because you did more damage than you were. If you would have just called us in the first place.
Idiots. When was the last time you tried to do it yourself? And when did that attempt to fix something with the help of YouTube completely fail you? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to hear about the time you last tried to do it yourself, thanks to YouTube. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever attempted to make a fix with a YouTube tutorial? And did you crush it? Or did you have to make it 10 times worse and call for backup?
Yep.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Foo Fighters. We would love to know if you have ever tried to fix something with a YouTube tutorial. Just do it yourself, you know? Or did you end up having to call a pro because you tried it on your own and you completely screwed things up?
I feel like that happens a lot.
206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who saved themselves $17,000 by doing it themselves. But first,
that's amazing.
We're going to chat with Chris from Seattle. Chris, have you ever tried to fix something with the help of a YouTube tutorial?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I have. Lots of times, actually. Like you, Taryn, the riding lawnmower, yeah. I changed mower blades and did a carburetor overhaul. And then I have a high-end stove that the burner went out, and YouTube saved me again. I was able to do it myself. And Steve, like you, I totally dismantled my dryer after the drum stopped spinning.
Okay.
So, I saved probably thousands of dollars. all the stuff YouTube helped me out with.
Let me ask you what your tactic is, though, when you go on YouTube, because this is what I do. I wonder if I'm alone on this. I look and see, like, all the repairs. Obviously, I want to see ones that have, like, good reviews of the people that are offering their advice. But I never want to click on the ones that are, like, more than 5 minutes long, because I'm like, I don't need the full backstory. Just get right to the meat of the matter. Tell me how to fix this damn thing.
Well, I usually go like under 10 or 15 minutes,
yeah.
But I'll amp up the speed to like 1.25 or 1.5.
Brilliant.
To get through the meat of it fast, to the meat of it faster. But, and I never look at just one video. I go down rabbit holes. I'll like look for 5 or 6 videos to kind of get a comprehensive thing.
See, I'm such an idiot. I get so excited when I look at the comments and someone wrote, I went through so many videos. Finally, I found the one that just gets straight to the point. I'm like, I don't know you, and I don't know if your opinion is in line with me, but I'm going to follow that lead and go with this video.
Very trustworthy.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, have you ever tried to fix something on YouTube? Chris from Bellevue, what did you try to fix with the help of a YouTube tutorial?
I fixed my truck, my Ford I-550 truck.
Okay, what's a 550? That sounds very big.
So it's just massive. Bigger than a 350. It's basically a big truck. So I have a concrete company, so I haul panels and stuff like that. So it's just a bigger truck. That's all it is.
Okay, so then what did you have to fix on it?
So it basically almost a small overhaul of the engine, and got to watching the YouTube videos, and I had it hauled to Ford once just to have it checked out, and they said, oh, yeah, it's going to be $19,500 to fix it. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. And so it took me 3 months, though. That's the thing. It took me 3 months to do it, but I was able to muddle my way through it. And then the hardest part was is the Ford, the dealerships take the cab off.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do it with a cab on, so I had to take the hood off, I had to take the front grille off, I had to take the headlights off to do all the stuff that they normally would do. But, I mean, I did it, but I saved myself. It cost me $2,000 to do all the work or to get the parts and stuff, but the rest of it I saved just for labor, but it did take a while.
And you probably built an incredible bond with your truck with this.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
are you in a relationship?
I'd never get rid of it just because of that.
I bet. Are you in a relationship, and did your significant other give you a hard time about, like, going after like, a month and a half, my wife would be like, look, you got to shut this down.
Well, a lot of it was waiting for parts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was times where I had to wait like 2.5-3 weeks to get the part. And then once I got it, then I was like, oh, crap, I need this part, too. And then so you go down, you start chasing parts. But it took a while, but I finally got it, and it works great. I'm not gonna complain. And to save that kind of money and a little bit, just the time, that was the only thing that sucked.
No, that's awesome, though. $17,000
totally
saved. Definitely worth it. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Casey in Oak Harbor, have you ever tried to fix something with a YouTube tutorial?
Oh, absolutely. Everything I ever did was with YouTube until I learned one basic fact, that if you put it back together the same way you take it apart, it ain't so bad.
So in order to do that, do you just have like a really good memory, or do you take step-by-step pictures or take notes so you don't screw it up on the back end?
Well, depending on what it is, like in my backyard, I've got probably 10 dryers in my backyard because my wife will do water. She'll wash clothes more than she'll do dishes.
Yes.
And
how much laundry is she doing?
There's only two of us. I don't know where it all comes from.
I feel you, man. Sometimes I'm like, I get everything done. I'm like, the hamper's empty, and then I get home from work. I'm like, what happened since is there another family that's living here that you haven't told me about?
Where does it come from? It's,
right?
It's just insane. It never ends. Guess what I'm doing when I get home today, Steve?
Laundry. Yeah, it's never ending.
Cameron from Port Orchard, what did you try to fix with a YouTube tutorial?
So a lot of the stuff I've tried to fix are cars, mostly. It saves a lot of time not having to go buy all these manuals for all these different cars. And my wife drives a Chrysler 200 sports model, so one of the fun things I learned from YouTube when her battery died is that it's not in the engine bay, it's up under her driver wheel well.
Oh, jeez. So that's a process to get it out, huh?
Right, yeah. Then you got to take all tire off, the mud flaps and everything that are on there, the whole trim, everything comes apart just for the battery.
That sounds so convenient.
It's almost like they did that so that you wouldn't try and do it yourself. They're like, yeah, have fun, buddy.
Joke's on you.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? With an impressive record of 182 wins, 60 losses, and 42 ties in 2025 thus far, 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 650.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.